So now let's move on to the next topic that we're going to be dealing with. Up to this point, we've been dealing with interpersonal communication, setting outcomes and interpersonal communications. Now we're going to be looking at internal communications, how you communicate with yourself in order to produce the results that you want in your life, and also how you can gain internal mastery so that you can coach other people with the same technologies. So what I'm about to teach you is going to focus more internally for the moment. And we're going to be discussing what we call submodalities in neurolinguistic programming and creation technologies. Submodalities are simply the building blocks of experience. The building blocks of experience. So remember, we take an external event and we turn it into an internal representation or our thoughts about that event. And remember, the map is not the territory, so your internal thoughts about that event could never be the event itself, but your thoughts about the event are all you've got to work with, your internal maps. So, submodalities are the components of those internal maps. These are actually the building blocks of experience. Submodalities are really magical techniques that can change your experience of anything. So, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. When I was first developing my business, I remember that one of the things that I didn't like to do was go out and make cold calls from a sales perspective. And that was a challenge for me because I really didn't enjoy doing that. But I knew that in order to get my business up and running, it was something that I was going to have to do. So I called up a friend of mine, and he had been trained in some of the technologies as well. And I said, listen, I said, I really got to get moving on these cold calls, but I'm just not taking action. I guess I'm not excited about it. And so he asked me, he said, well, what's something that you are excited about, that you really absolutely take action on without even hesitating, that you just get up and go? And at the time, I was training a lot in jiu-jitsu. I was training with the Gracies, world champion Gracie brothers in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I said, I really love jiu-jitsu, and I never hesitate going to class. I just get up and go for it. And my friend said, my friend proceeded to elicit the submodalities, how I coded and stored the concept of jiu-jitsu in my mind. And what he did was he mapped across those submodalities into making cold calls. And we're going to be teaching you how to do that in a moment. And within a matter of 10 minutes, I was ready. I was excited about making calls. And I went from making 10 calls a day up to 100 calls a day. So that's the power of working with a technique like this. So I used to go to sales classes, and they'd say, well, none of us like making calls, but it's something that we have to do, and it's the people who get themselves to do the things they don't want to do, even if they don't like to do it, that are successful. Well, I totally, utterly disagree with that concept. The fact is that those things you don't like to do, imagine getting excited about them. Imagine looking forward to doing those things. That's mastery of your mind. And when you have that kind of mastery, that's life mastery. Because you can do whatever you want in your life. With submodalities, that's just one example of the type of change that you can make with submodalities in a matter of moments. If you're a consultant, you'll look like a magician going into corporations, getting people to take massive action on projects that they used to procrastinate on. Another thing that you can do with submodalities is you can actually change if you detest a certain food. You can make yourself like it. You can change the way you code and store that in your mind and body. If you like a certain food that you'd like to eat less of, you can change the way you code and store that in your mind and body, and you can actually find yourself detesting that food or feeling repulsed by that food. Submodalities can also be used to change beliefs. So if you have a certain belief, and we'll actually be teaching a belief change in our NLP practitioner training, a way that you can actually change your beliefs with submodalities.